Hello, this is Yokio Endo, Prime Dharma Talk. Once I've started to talk about the poem to read as a chanting, before the chanting sutra, in traditional Buddhism, we call it opening sutra poem. And it started with Mujo Jinjin, nothing more. And I said, Mujo means the infinitive development of the spirit. It is very difficult for the human being to imagine or recognize what is the infinite. Because we human beings only be able to recognize a matter, the duality, something. The duality means like left or right, you or I. If we don't recognize the light, we can't recognize the left. If there's no other people, we don't even recognize existence of ourselves. Also the time. If there is no past, there's no future. And if we say infinite, there's no past and there's no future. In Buddhism, instead of calling infinite, it's written as nothing started and nothing ends. Non-start, non-ends. And its meaning is infinite. And as addition, the human world is everything goes down as time goes by. So for us, for you, difficult to visualize something infinitive development is totally opposite concept of the human being's world. That's why when we hear the word non-duality, and emptiness, we imagine something really nothing exists. We don't imagine that something infinitively develops the spiritually. But actually, infinitive development exists. Even though as a concept, develop means that sounds like duality because it's something better. However, in the spiritual world, the infinitive development every moment increases of the happiness or joyful exist. But how that can be happened? That explains the word of next, Jinjin. Jinjin, Mujo Jinjin. Jinjin means profound, so deep, profoundly. It's something repeating the two words, so deep, profoundly. Why? Well, some other also repeat the same words. For example, in the Heart Sutra, there's words Gyojin Hanya. Gyojin means deeply practice. Deeply practice. But actually, original Heart Sutra in Sanskrit, it is written as practice, practice, instead of the word deeply practice. Repeating the same words. Why? As Jinjin. Why repeating same words? This is the secret cause are in this, the words of repeating two words. Actually, there is a light in the left. Light exists in the left, and left exists in the light. I exist in you, and you exist in me. Which means duality including each other. The past includes the future. The future includes the past. And this is not just a philosophy. This is the experience of the body sensation and how this comes from. It comes from the experience of the realization as one of the body sensation of the enlightenment. I exist in the great spirit of the universe, which is Buddha or Amida, and at the same time, the great spirit of the universe exists, Amida exists in me. I exist in Amida, Buddha, and Buddha exists in me. Traditionally, in the Mahayana Buddhism, there's a word for this as New Ga Ganyu. I enter into Buddha, and Buddha enter into me. And actually, Zida says same thing in John's statement. John's Gospel. I enter into God. No, I am in God and God is in me. This sentence is in the Bible, the new statement. And in this body sensation, based on this body sensation, there's many power will be given from the great spirit of the universe, including the healing power. And that's why Jesus was able to heal people, heal others, based on this. Because all God's power was into the Jesus, and Jesus could transfer this power of God to others. And this experience, this body sensation, is possible by the prayers for all beings and keep mantra chanting. And in this body sensation of the enlightenment, you will experience the spiritual comfort. It's so comfortable. And comfortably, each cell of your body start to vibrate. And this vibration is the vibration of the reflecting each other of all other quantums, of all atoms of the whole universe. And this comfort of the spiritual comfort is called bimyo. Mimyo. That's why the poem just before opening the sutra is started as Mujo Jinjin Mimyo Ho, the Dharma which teaches the infinitive development of the entering each other, including everything, and which brings the spiritual comfort. I do hope you start opening your sutra in your heart. Thank you.